There are only a handful of performances left for Ballet West's The Nutcracker. As the company begins to wind down this year's run of the Christmas classic, it's already preparing for the 2017 production, which includes a complete reboot of sets and costumes. The ballet company is trying to keep things fresh while also preserving the historical nature of its original production. KUER's Nicole Nixon has more.
What makes The Nutcracker what it is? The music or the costumes? It's hard to choose. Tchaikovsky's famous score, including the fiery Russian dance, energizes the crowd, while the shimmering tutus of magical snowflakes and the sugar plum fairy whisks them away to a fantasy land seen in the dreams of young Clara Stahlbaum.
Start talking about costumes for our Nutcracker to be debuted next year. And
it's an hour before showtime, and Ballet West artistic director Adam Skloot and costume designer David Huvel are in the basement of the Capitol Theater. They're in the costume shop, showing off some sketches for next year's Nutcracker revamp to a group of donors.
But we also want to pass these around and let you also see some of these designs. May I pass
yeah.
them around?
Yeah.
So why don't I take a
costume design director David Huvel is hailed as a master tutu maker by his colleagues. He tells the group of ballet fans what it takes to build more than 250 costumes for next year's Nutcracker production, which includes 42 handmade tutus.
When we build a tutu in-house here, it costs between $800 to $1,200.
Which is
a tutu.
Outrageously
and
cheap.
And if we were to build them in New York, the minimum would be $5,000 to $7,000 and up to $20,000 for the tutu.
Adam Skloot just celebrated his 10th year as Ballet West's artistic director. He says for the 2017 production, he's changing the time period of the extravagant Christmas party in Act 1, moving it back almost 100 years to the early 1800s.
You'll see, again, the designs, as opposed to, for a lot of the women, very fitted waists. You'll see empire waist and the jackets for the men. Just to put it more in the time frame of when the original story was written.
Longtime fans of the Ballet West production will notice more luxurious themes in the fantasy Land of Sweets in Act 2.
Once Clara's dream takes hold, I really wanted it to be a fanciful and fantastical production, so you're going to see a lot more fancy throughout.
Sketches show these changes include flowing skirts for the dancing snowflakes and more vibrant colors during the famous Waltz of the Flowers. Skloot also hinted at more spectacular special effects for the transition from reality to a dream world. But costumer David Huvel says some elements will stay the same.
I can't veer very far away from the original concept of Mr. Christensen. And so the mice, Mr. C always likes happy, jolly mice. So we're going to do the same kind of mice.
Mr. C, as he is fondly known, is Willem Christensen, the founder of Ballet West. In 1944, he choreographed the first full-length original Nutcracker in America. It's the same version Ballet West has been performing annually for over 60 years now. It's a production steeped in history and tradition. Skloot and other members of the company remain adamant about preserving the original choreography as much as possible.
If I'm changing the choreography, it is minor modifications only to accommodate the new sets and costumes, if that makes sense.
It's important to everyone at Ballet West that its Nutcracker production maintains Willem Christensen's original vision. So for next year, Skloot says,
the steps that people have loved, the way that Mr. C tells his story doesn't change at all.
And Bruce Caldwell is making sure of that. He's the company's ballet master and archivist, and he's the only one left on staff who spent years working one-on-one with Willem Christensen.
And since it's his production, I'm the thread to that authenticity. And so that's an important thing to have.
Caldwell says there are certain elements that are integral to the lighthearted way Christensen wanted to portray the Nutcracker story.
He has incorporated the children and humor and a warmth and the characterization and the beauty that ballet is.
The ballet master says even the idea of changing any of that is off limits. While Christensen updated the costumes and sets of his own production several times during his life, this is the first update since his death in 2001. So I ask Caldwell, is it a challenge to try to update the beloved production Willem Christensen created with him no longer here?
I mean, I'm not anticipating any great challenges. Because, like I say, I've seen the designs. You know, the designs are built around the existing choreography that we do. So there won't have to be any major upheaval. And I think, you know, it's going to just dovetail together.
Ballet West's The Nutcracker runs through December 26th. Tickets for the final shows are going quickly. The ballet company is reporting record ticket sales this year, and they're hoping that with a whimsical new production, they'll break that record again in 2017. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.